Hi, as business people, we want to use whatever we can get to help us perform at a higher level. And I like to look at elite sports performers because they've often got techniques for performing better that we can use in the business world. And today I want to talk about one of the world's greatest airline pilots or air pilots, and that is a guy by the name of Matt Hall. And he's one of only a handful of people who have been admitted into the Red Bull International Air Racing Team. So these are the guys that travel all around the world going to air racing shows that involve going through at very low altitude through obstacles as part of the race and being timed. Now, it's so dangerous that in 2010, Matt Hall, the only Australian in the Red Bull International Air Racing Team, flew so low that the tip of his wing hit the water and he still kept on going in the race. So when you look at these elite performers, clearly they have a lot of stuff that keeps them focused, a lot of the stuff that keeps them relaxed when they're under stress, and a lot of stuff that helps them perform better. Now, all of that can be used in business. So what I want to do is tell you some of the discoveries I've got looking into Matt Hall and how he maintains an elite level of performance as an air racer. So there are three areas that have most impressed me about how Matt trains. The first is he's very big on having routines. So as it comes to the week before the race, he's got very well organized routines that keep him in the right place mentally, which keep his training in going forward and prepare him for the big event. Well, the question I've got for you is, would you perform better in business if you set more routines into your business week? If you had particular highly organized routines that you do and your staff do before a sales presentation, let's say, or before you get on the phone with someone, or before you see a client. Having routines, establishing them, designing them, and then sticking to them is a really crucial area of business performance. And Matt does it in the sky, well, we can do it in the office. The next thing that impressed me about his training was he's extremely big on positive reinforcement. And he explains it this way, that whenever he's thinking about flying in a race, he focuses on what's going to go right rather than what's going to go wrong. Let me say that again. He focuses on what's going to go right with this performance, not what's going to go wrong. Now, so often we in business can be accused of focusing on what could go wrong, or we'll never make it, or this won't work, or this client won't say yes, etc. So it really does pay to discipline your thinking and catch yourself when you start going down these negative spirals and just refocusing on, this is how we're going to do it right, this is why it's going to go well, and this is how we're going to make sure that it goes well. Very powerful. Whether it's you're flying at an elite level, or whether you're working at an elite level. And then the final thing that really impressed me about Matt Hall's training is he said he does a huge amount of visualization. So he's constantly closing his eyes, getting relaxed, and seeing himself perform really well in the race, seeing himself do the right things so that he can get a victory. And we can do exactly the same thing in business. Just see yourself performing well in the sales presentation. See yourself giving a good talk on the phone to a client. See yourself performing well, not getting stressed, being time efficient. These things are very important. Now, almost no business people do this, but what's working in the sports world can work in the business world. So have a think about those three techniques, see which one, and very possibly all of them, could be relevant for you and your business, and then institute them. Create a new system, whether it's having routines, positive reinforcement, or a huge amount of visualization. And I think if you do that, you're going to have a business that's going to perform a whole lot better.